I mean, I learned to cox on this stretch of the water when I was at St Paul's. So I did 3 years at St Paul's, and then I actually coxed it for a year at Thames as well. So this is my, I still see this as my home course. So I love it down here, and I know how bad the water can be. You know, they used to send me out sculling in my teeny little single when I was at school. And, you know, I think when you've grown up with this course, you have a real respect for how rough it can be, what a surprise it can be, what it's like when you go out at low tide and there's shoals where you don't expect them, and what it's like when you go out at high tide and suddenly the water's bouncier than the North Sea. So I think what was really good about today was the weather was rough. We don't want to give the guys, we've actually been really lucky when we come down here, the water's been really nice so far this term when we've been down here. And I think it's really important for those guys who don't know this stretch of the river, or who, you know, aren't as experienced on this stretch of the river, to really understand what it can be like, because it's not an easy stretch to row, and you really have to know how to row well in the rough conditions, because at the end of the day, the boat race is one of the few events that's, it's never cancelled, it's never postponed. They will go out and race, unless you're going to sink in the first minute, they'll go out and race. And it's really important for the guys to understand that we need to learn to row better than our opposition rowing, regardless of the water. So, I mean, from my perspective, having rowed here for a long time, I think I have a good, healthy appreciation for what the tideway can kick up, and hopefully today. And actually, you know, this morning's outing, yesterday's outing, the boys will really understand what it is that the tideway can throw at them.
So how much, I mean, you've obviously, you've raced at a high level elsewhere. Yeah. How much does this mean to you? How important is it to get into the blue boat? And how important
I'm here
is it to
for
win?
A second year. To cox the blue boat. I was disappointed to be in ISIS last year, and the guys in the crew made that really a good experience for me. Like, it was those eight boys who kind of picked me up when I was feeling a bit, you know, a bit unhappy about the whole thing, and from within sort of a couple of days of being with them, I wanted to win. You know, I really wanted to win with those eight guys. But I came back to cox the blue boat, so I feel like I'm making good improvements. But you know, so are the other coxes around me. So I will be extremely disappointed if I don't make the crew. That's why I'm here.
So from a Hammersmith point of view, when did you start rowing, and how did you kind of get into it?
So I started rowing at St Paul's in my J16 year. So that was the year I took my GCSEs. Right. So when I was 15. I had a friend who was a couple of years older than me. She was already rowing, and she kind of said, oh, you know, you're short and you're loud and you're bossy. Maybe you should just go down and see if you enjoy coxing. And my first year, I was rubbish. Like, I was really awful, and I just struggled through and coxing mostly the bottom boats. And then at the end of that year, they decided that they wanted to send the first eight to the national championships. And all the other coxes who were ranked above me in the squad had planned holidays or had to go here, or had to go there, so my coach was like, I guess we'll put Zoe in the boat. And I remember I had sort of a week and a half with the school first eight, and you know, I'd only really been coxing for sort of 6-7 months. I didn't know what I was doing. And it was up in Strathclyde, so we had the minibus journey up to Strathclyde, and they wrote me a race plan, and they basically taught me how to say things, when to say things. And it was like learning, you know, learning a play. It was, okay, you say this here, this is how you say it. This is the point in the stroke where you say it. This is the voice we want you to use. And I just memorized it like a script. And we ended up going up there and winning by a really long way, and nobody really expected it. And after that, I just sort of stayed in the boat and kept improving, and then was lucky enough to go and cox at the Junior Worlds in my last year at school. And so that was kind of how it started. And from there, it kind of sucks you in, the rowing world, really. So from there, it was just keep doing it. I just wanted to keep improving and keep trying new things, basically.
What you've done this year, what else do you want to get out of coxing? Where do you want to be?
I would like to trial for the Olympic team. I've been kind of running with the development group for quite a long time, and I'm hoping that next year I'll have an opportunity to really sort of throw my hat in the ring and seriously trial for the 2016 team. So I hope that some of those skills and maybe attitude will be transferable into trying to move on into the Olympic team and do something a bit different, but hopefully something that will be rewarding in different ways, other ways. So that's hopefully where I'll go from here. But yeah, it's pretty hard to look beyond April 7th at the moment.